Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another edition of the Fools International Podcast. I am Chris Bednarik, the newly placed vice president of Fools International. And today we're going to be joined by our West Central rep, Jeff Frost, also chapter president, who's going to talk to us a little bit about the 2024 convention. But before we get into that, if we can just take a moment, and as of this recording, to remember our 8 line of duty deaths so far this year. And with that, let's get right into this. It's the 2024 convention in Baton Rouge, June 11th to 14th this year, sponsored by the Bonton Fools in Baton Rouge. Jeff, take it away and let everybody know what they need to know about convention this year.
Well, we'll start out with the hotel stuff. The host hotel is currently full. There may be a possibility we can get some more rooms for that, but as of right now, we can't. So I'll go over some information about that hotel. If you do plan on driving, say I know some people's flying in from New Orleans. So if you drive up from New Orleans, they offer valet parking, $33 a day. It will be cheaper to park through the valet than the open lots. I think the open lots are $35, $36 a day. It's just wide open parking lots. If for some reason you have to bring a pet, they do allow pets, $50 deposit for a pet, maximum of 2 pets per room. Nobody really ever travels with animals, but you never know. They do offer a shuttle service to the Baton Rouge Airport for those flying into Baton Rouge. I can get some more information on the logistics on how that's going to work. Food-wise, breakfast buffet they offer is $15 a piece. We're going to try to work on something with that, getting it sponsored maybe a day or two, or we have all that working out. So that's pretty much it for the host hotel. The overflow options that we currently have are the Hampton Inn, which is probably not even 2 blocks right down the road. They offer hot complimentary breakfast, free Wi-Fi. Monday through Wednesday nights, they do a social with free beer and wine. And they do bread and cookies from a restaurant called A Little Village. They have a parking garage and also open parking lot for those that's going to be driving. I think the rate on that is $129 a night. It's pretty spot on with the host hotel. The second overflow option will be the Courtyard Marriott, which is pretty much directly across the street from the host hotel. They have free self-parking, no complimentary breakfast. They do have a bistro that has food and beer. Let's see, full service Starbucks in the lobby. And I think their price is running around $125, $130 a night, same as the others. We had a block at the host hotel of a little over 50 rooms. They sold out, and they're not really willing to part with any more rooms right now because they said the hotel's almost sold out. But if you do look, you can get a room if you did wanted to book outside the block. But the last time I checked, it was pushing about $300 a night. So overflow hotels won't be bad. You'll still be, like I said, a block, 2 blocks from the host hotel. You'll still be within walking distance, probably 3 to 4 blocks of all the social events we have planned. And I mean, you can still hop the buses for whatever we're going to have for the buses.
So for those of us that are driving in, when we park, do you foresee a need for people to really be getting in and out of their cars a whole lot? Or is there going to be transportation pretty much provided for the events for the convention?
No, the majority of our events will be taking place right there in downtown within, I'm going to say, maybe a 5 block radius at the most, with the exception of the swamp tour and the stair climb, which we'll have charter buses provided for that. But once you park your car, unless you want to go venture out, I mean, we do have a couple casinos in the area. As far as other things to do, you should be fine right there in downtown. You shouldn't really have to drive anywhere unless you just want to venture out and see some stuff. I guess I'll go over our planned itinerary since people's been asking about that. So we'll start Monday evening. We'll start out just early registration for those that's coming in early. We'll have that set up in the lobby. I'd say probably 3 or 4. I mean, you don't have to be there for that. And then we're going to have a pre-conference dinner which originally planned was going to be a crawfish boil, but we had a massive drought down here this year, and crawfish prices are probably triple what they normally are. So that option's probably going to be off the table. We are going to do some kind of seafood. We're going to showcase Louisiana cuisine. We'll also offer non-seafood options for those that have allergies. I know some people have shellfish allergies, things like that. So we will offer something separate from the seafood. And that'll be at Monday. Just kind of get everybody together that's down early, hang out at, that'll be at our Bogan Fire Museum, which is three blocks from the hotel. Y'all can come check out some of our old antique fire trucks and just hang out. So that's Monday the 10th. Tuesday, June 11th, we'll board a bus Tuesday morning and head down to Laplace, which is close to New Orleans, and do the swamp tours. Swamp tour takes, I think, roughly an hour and a half, 2 hours for the whole tour. We will have lunch provided, as it's going to be Firehouse Subs. The swamp tour has a partnership with them. So we'll do Subway sandwiches, hang out there. After that's over, we'll make the drive back. It's a little over an hour from Baton Rouge. We'll do opening ceremonies probably around 5 o'clock. And then when we finish up at opening ceremonies, we'll do another dinner Tuesday night at the Bogan Fire Museum again. That night, we're planning on having like a bourbon tasting. We'll have cigar vendors that'll have cigars. One of our members are going to do a presentation on the history of the Baton Rouge Fire Department. We had some requests asking about, you know, going over the history. So we'll do that, hang out. After that's over, you kind of do whatever you want. I'm sure that'll go into the night. And then Wednesday, June the 12th, is our training day. We're only doing a lecture track. We will not do a hands-on. There were some concerns about the heat. And I know there was very low registration numbers for hands-on recently. Currently, the classes we're going to have, and the way we do it, we're doing it is we kind of focused on some of our local guys. So we have two members of our chapter that'll be presenting. We have Cody Gately. He's a member of Bon Ton, and he is also part of the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. And he'll be teaching a class called Flow Development, which talks about followership, leadership, and ownership. And then we have another one of our members that teaches with Insight Training, Reagan Underwood. He'll be doing a class on thermal imaging. We have a guy from Brothers of the Boot out of Shreveport that is doing a class called Know Your Smoke. He said it's a pretty good class, supposed to talk about all the different things inside in the smoke and different levels. It sounds kind of scientific, but I think it's going to be something different, and some guys will get a lot of good information out of it. And then we're going to have former Vice President Bob Foss. He's going to be presenting Leadership from the Right Seat. So that would be our 8-hour lecture day. And
Jeff, also, I don't mean to interrupt, but for the lecture track, is it going to be flow one right into the other, or are folks going to have to choose between one or two that they want to participate during that day?
No, it'll be, you sign up for lecture track, you get all four classes. We're going to give them each 2 hours, roughly. Take a short break in between, let you know, get something to drink, whatever. And then we'll have a lunch break, which lunch will be provided from the hotel. And then we'll just ease on into the next class. So if you sign up for lecture, you'll be covered on all the classes. And while we're doing training, we'll do the spousal event. They've been working pretty hard on that. The current plans for that are they're going to go to the Myrtles Plantation, which is considered the most haunted plantation in Louisiana. They're going to do a tour of that. They're hoping to leave there and go to the Rosedown Plantation and Botanical Garden, kind of see that, do a lunch, and then they'll head back this way and go to the Capitol Park Museum and Castle on the River, which is the old state capitol, and they have a bunch of history on Louisiana, Mardi Gras, stuff like that. So that'll be a full day for the wives. So they'll do that while we're gone. And Wednesday night, after training, we're going to do another dinner And that'll either take place at the museum or maybe the basin bar that we're utilizing. And again, it'll be some kind of etouffee or fettuccine, something Louisiana. And then we're going to probably do some little tactics on tap kind of thing, you know, just get together, everybody tell stories, just the brotherhood, hang out. And then that'll be Wednesday. That's full day. Thursday, we'll do presidential breakfast at the host hotel. After that, we plan on going to LSU Tiger Stadium to do the stair climb. And we're also working on, after the stair climb, for those that's participating, to do an actual tour of Tiger Stadium and the facilities. It's a pretty impressive little stadium. And then when that's done, it'll kind of be an open afternoon, kind of do what you want. Thursday night, we'll have the Fool's Bash at the Basin Bar, which is three blocks away on 3rd Street. They've been very generous. He pretty much has given us the keys to the bar for the whole week, told us to utilize it as we would like. And we're going to have a band, Pants Party. They're going to play, I think we have them from 7 to 11, I believe, 4 hours. Upstairs bar, downstairs bar. We're pretty much going to have the joint to ourselves. Pants Party is really good. They play all kind of music. They dress in costumes. They rock the house. So that'll be a good time. Get everybody together. Once that's done, you can go back to the hotel. We'll hang out, whatever. And then Friday, the only thing we have going Friday is going to be closing ceremonies. And they'll start Friday morning. And our plans are to be out of there by lunchtime. So those that want to fly out Friday afternoon, we should be done between 11 and 12 at the latest. That covers pretty much the whole itinerary as of now. Things are subject to change, of course, but we don't see any problems arising or coming about that we would have to change anything.
No, it sounds like a full schedule. A couple things that I want to bring up from the international point of view. First, for the president's breakfast, if your chapter is going to be represented there, it should be either the president or a member of your executive board from your chapter. If no one from your e-board can make it, give your vote or your proxy to another member from your chapter to be there. Just let us know that that's what's going on. It's designed to promote the communication between the chapters and the executive board and hopefully the regional reps that are there, so that we can help better serve the chapters that are out there. Secondly, if you head on over to foolsinternational.com on the website, on the homepage, there is a link for the convention. And if you follow that link, it has registration links for all three of the hotels. So you don't have to worry about trying to figure that out or making sure that you're at the right hotel when you go to make your reservations, if you have not done so already. And hopefully by the time this podcast posts, I will have a generalized itinerary on that page as well, just so that everyone kind of has an idea of what's going on. With that, Jeff, I do have one other question for you, and I know it's actually two questions, and they're things that we generally get. I don't know if you get them necessarily, but at the convention, either at the bash or wherever, is there going to be a place for the chapters that do attend to either set up a table, or will there be tables to sell t-shirts, patches, all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, we do have plans on that. The way at the actual convention, everything's going to take place on the 9th floor and the Heidelberg Ballroom. We have that room the whole week. So our plan was, we're going to have some vendors set up outside, because when you get off the elevator on that floor, that's the only thing up there. So we'll have the vendors set up when you walk out. And when you go into the Heidelberg, our plan was to have the tables for the chapters set up around the outside of the actual ballroom. So everything they can do can be set up there. And we were going to send out some information once we get closer and get a head count on who wants tables. At the bash, we can work something out. Every chapter might not be able to have a table. They might have to share a table. I mean, it's not a very large space, I guess you say. So to go set, 10 or 15 tables on that up for merchandise, probably wouldn't be possible, but we can definitely work on something to where if somebody wants to sell merchandise at the bash, we can make that happen.
One question that I've had a couple times already that have come through either the website or social media is if someone needs to cancel or change their convention registration, who should they get in touch with and how do we reach them?
I mean, the easiest way to do it is just bontonfools@gmail.com. Send us an email. I've had one person reach out to me whose wife was coming. She wasn't going to be able to make it anymore, you know, so we'll send you a refund. However, if you need to change something, there's people asking about adding extra people to the Swamp Tour. Cause we only on the registration, we only offered it, you know, for the spouse and the member. But I know there's a couple people that were bringing, I think I heard mother-in-law or something, kind of treating it like a vacation, want to know if they could go on the Swamp Tour. So we're allowing it until we hit our number, which the Swamp Tour, we're capping at 100. That's what the guy said they could handle. So once we hit that number, then that'll be it. But yeah, any kind of issues, whether it's hotels, because we have run into some issues with the host hotel as far as when people are getting rooms, but I think that problem solved. But if you just email our chapter email, bontonfools@gmail.com, one of us will get back to you fairly quickly and we'll get the situation figured out.
Do you have any rough numbers on registration yet?
Right now, it's been a few days since I looked. We're sitting right around 60 registered so far. And I mean, it kind of comes in waves. We've extended the early bird pricing again through the end of the month. So we get a little rush, it seems, every few days. I'd like to see 120, 125 would be awesome. I know we've hit that mark several years before, you know, prior. I mean, we'll take whatever we can get, and it's coming. Everybody I talked to said, you know, we're way ahead of the game. We've been working on this diligently for probably 2 years now. So we're hoping that it's going to be a good conference. Everybody's going to have fun. So we just need to get as many people here as we can.
On behalf of the e-board and the founders, we appreciate all of the work. And we know how much hard work goes into planning a convention and how long you guys have been working on this. So we really appreciate all of the work that you're doing to bring us all together so that we can celebrate the Brotherhood of Fools International.
I got a good team behind me that's been working pretty hard. And I will say we have taken on, we got a pretty big sponsor recently. It's going to be a title sponsor for the convention. It's going to be the Louisiana Firefighters Foundation. They've been very generous and they're the title sponsor for the convention as of now. So big shout out to them for what they've done. Like I said earlier, the basin, they're treating us right. No charging for the venue at the bar. We're just going to ask that you take care of the bartenders very generously. And we told them, we warned them, we said, bring your A team. Cause these guys can do, you know, they can do some drinking and we need some top-notch bartenders in here. So he said he was going to have us. He was going to have us right. But I think it's going to be a good time. So if you've never been down to Bayou, come on down, and we'll show you a good time.
Yeah, you probably learn a whole new language while you're down there.
Absolutely. hopefully, President Flegel's been working on his a little bit.
Do we know what the weather is going to be like? So I know if I need to pack a squeegee to follow him around as he's melting and walking around Louisiana.
Middle of June, I'm going to say you're going to be pushing in the 90s. It will be warm, so plenty of shorts.
Speaking of weather and humidity and the Swamp Boat Tour, do we need to pack all of our high-end DEET and mosquito nets, or what should people expect when they go out for that?
Mosquito spray might not be a bad thing, and I mean, it might. We'll probably have some cans of mosquito spray. I'll be honest, I've never done the Swamp Tour. Now I do fish in the swamp. Usually during that part of the day, you should be okay as far as mosquitoes. Usually, you know, dawn and dusk is when they're really going to be bad. I mean, expect anything down there.
Well, Jeff, thanks again for your time. We are really looking forward to seeing a good showing at convention this year. This is Chris Bednarik and Jeff Frost on behalf of the Bontemps Fools and Fools International. Thanks for listening. And if you have any questions, please reach out.